We are privileged to have in our program the author of the book Feed Your Brain, Ms. Delia McCabe. Hi, Delia.
Hi, how are you?
All good. So how are you today?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Okay, so the first thing we would like to know is, why did you write this book and what is it all about?
Well, the reason I wrote the book was because I think it's a really important thing for people to start thinking about what they're eating and how it's affecting their brain. Because the brain is a very greedy organ. And it needs an enormous amount of nutrients to keep working well, especially in our very busy, stressed world.
So, Delia, I have heard that you are finishing your PhD in psychology, focusing on nutrition and female stress. But prior to this, you have been doing a lot of research for a number of years. Can you share to us some important research you've found about the brain for it to function in an optimal level?
I just want to step back for a moment answer your question.
No worries.
About how I got into this, because that's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I was busy finishing my master's, and I was looking at a group of school children who were not performing well at school. And these were children who were very smart. They were very capable. Their teachers and their parents were very distressed because they could do well, but they weren't doing well.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us, like, what sort of foods are this?
The foundation of the brain, if we first think about... The first thing that I discovered was that 60% of the dry weight of the brain is made up of fat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge surprise to a lot of people. I'm not sure what people think the brain is made up of, but that's a huge component, 60%.
Mm-hmm.
And of that 60%, between 20 and 25% is made up of a special kind of fat called essential fat, which means that we can't get it from our bodies. Our bodies can't make it. We have to actually eat it in our diet.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, I better go and investigate these fats in a lot of detail. And it's taken me many years, which sounds like a very odd thing to say, that it'll take one years to research fats and oils. But it's a very complicated subject, and there's a lot of confusion, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think the first thing that people need to think about is the kind of fat that they are eating. And, you know, fried foods, foods that you buy in the grocery store and at fast food places that have used oil to either fry the food or put oil in it and then bake it. All of those fats are very damaging to the brain because the fat changes shape when it gets heated and when it's exposed to light and oxygen. And that shape, the brain doesn't like using those fats because the shape is very different. And you can imagine the brain is very sophisticated and very sensitive to, you know, how it works. So the cell membranes in the brain really need the right fats that are undamaged and clean and pure to be able to allow the brain to work at its optimal capacity.
We all know that October is the HSC month. I'm interested to know, Delia, based on your research, what are the wrong habits of teens in preparing for the exam that you think could affect their performance as they sit on their exam?
That's an excellent question. And I've got a son who's writing year 12 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a big question in our family too. So I think one of the mistakes that, that teenagers make, and this is a common mistake, and not just with teenagers, but especially when they're busy studying, you know, they quickly grab a snack. Their brain is very, very busy at the moment. It's busy going through work, going through old exam papers, you know, speaking to teachers about what to summarize. The brain is really, really busy taking information in, hoping to put it into long-term memory. And so it's asking for energy a lot of the time. So then they'll grab a soda, or they'll grab a packet of crisps, or they'll grab a a chocolate bar.
Mm-hmm. And healthy foods.
all foods that are actually, it's giving them a quick energy boost, let me put it that way, and the brain is able to use, you know, that quick carbohydrate boost, but it gives them a quick fall down after that. It's not a sustained energy source. So they don't have stable blood glucose, which is very important for the brain to be able to function well. So then they have a dip in the energy, and then they quickly go and grab another snack. And so they go up, down, up, down, up, down like this. And that does not support focus, concentration, learning, and memory. So I suggest, you know, in my son's study, he's got a big jug of water, and he's very good. He fills it up regularly. I make sure that in my fridge I've got a lot of snacks for him. So, for example, I have some hummus. And he loves that, you know, with baked corn chips. He'll go and have that as a snack. He also makes himself some popcorn, dry air popcorn, and he's got a spice mix that he puts on there with some, you know, good olive oil. He also goes and eats nuts that I have in the fridge as a snack. And I make him big smoothies. So in the smoothie, I make sure there's lots of, you know, fresh fruit, and I put nice coconut milk in that, and I put, I'm making a special smoothie with a little bit of chocolate and some peanut butter. Mm-hmm. So it's like a chocolate peanut butter smoothie, and I make sure that all the food is as fresh as possible and as nutrient dense as possible.
So he's really lucky to have a mother like you. He's really lucky boy, huh?
I think he is, yes. I don't know if he knows that, but yes, he is.
Okay, so Delia, what would be your simple advice among the year 12 students and among teens in general for them to achieve good scores on their exam?
Okay, I think the first thing that they should do is drink more water, because most teens don't drink enough water, and that's also very, very important for the brain. The second thing that they need to do is just stop eating all the damaged fats. So no more snacks, no more fried foods, just good fats from nuts and seeds. And if they can get a good essential fat blend from the health store that's kept in the fridge, they should add that to their diet as well. They can just throw that in their smoothies. I think they should concentrate on, you know, fruit as snacks, and salads as well. If they're not mad about salads, they can just quickly do a stir fry with a little bit of coconut oil and throw a whole lot of veggies in there and lightly cook, steam them, and put some lemon juice and maybe some crushed garlic and some olive oil over that.
Last question, Delia. How important is it to feed your brain?
I can't overemphasize how important it is, because it is really the greediest organ that we have, and it determines the quality of our life. You know, when your brain doesn't work well, everything else suffers. You know, you don't think well, you don't think clearly, so you maybe don't make the best decisions. You're not in a good mood, you're cranky. So feeding your brain is an extremely important thing if you want to live your best life.
Okay, so please inform our listeners on where they can get the book.
The book is available if they go onto my website, which is really easy to remember. It's www.lby.life, and that stands for Lighter, Brighter, You.life. There's an option on the website where they can just click on the link that says buy my book, and then they will be taken to the publisher, who is Exile, and Exile will just post the book out to them.
Sure. Thank you very much, Delia.
It's an absolute pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Enjoy the rest of your day as well.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.